Hello, everybody. It's your host, Marina, and that's the second episode of Let's Talk About. Even though it's the second episode, it's actually the first recording with a topic. And today's topic is when nothing goes as planned. Hello, Ruben.
Hello, Marina.
How are we doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great. I feel like in this episode, we're going to reflect a little bit on the historical year that we've all been through and all this of its challenges and how we coped with it and what we took with us. So let me start with asking you, how was your 2020?
Yeah, it was a difficult but also really interesting year. Because, yeah, we were all faced with the question, what happens if nothing goes as planned and how can we deal with it? And are there maybe even some positive aspects in it? And a lot of other people, I had some plans for the year 2020. Like I said in the first episode, I'm from Germany. My family still lives in Germany and all my friends, not all my friends, a lot of friends are in Germany. And so I see them, maybe every 6 months. And so we had the idea to meet in Copenhagen this year to see the fabulous comedian Trevor Noah. Maybe some of you know him from The Daily Show. So this was a big highlight for us in May. We had the idea, we will meet there, see us as a family, and have a great weekend in Copenhagen. But then Corona came, and so we couldn't go to Copenhagen. I couldn't see my family. Then in June, I had the idea to go to Summerburst. I guess a lot of you know it. It's a huge festival in Gothenburg. And I had the idea to be there with some friends from Sweden and also some friends from Germany. So I was really excited for it. It would have been an amazing party. But Corona. So I couldn't see my friends from Germany neither. These were the big events that I had planned. But I also had some personal plans, of course, for 2020. I said in the introduction video, I did an exchange here. Then I went back to Germany, graduated, went to Sweden again, worked as a ski instructor. So I lived in a ski resort. Then I moved back to Germany. Then I moved to Jönköping. So I moved a lot. And 2020 was the first year that I totally spent in one town in Jönköping. I knew in the beginning that I would probably also be in Jönköping at the end of the year. So I had the feeling, okay, now it's time to really connect to this place, to connect to the people. If you move around, of course, you meet a lot of people, but it's hard to really connect with them.
Yeah, create these bonds and like attachments.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you.
Exactly. Like have a relationship, for example.
For example.
It's not possible if you move around all the time, or it's really difficult. I really had this. I don't know. I was excited for 2020. Mm. It's 2020 wasn't the right year to go into a relationship, to meet new people. So also these personal plans that were screwed up, that was really difficult, I think. It was even more difficult than festivals or concerts that were canceled because, we all can do this next year or the year after. So it was really difficult. But at the same time, when I reflected my year 2020, there were also so many great memories because you had no plans. You couldn't plan. You just had to take what was coming up. And you saw so many things that were positive. For myself, I couldn't go to Germany during summer. I had to stay here in Sweden. So I went to my host family in Karlstad here in Sweden. And I spent a lot of time with them. And that was so wonderful because I saw which great relationship I have with my host family, that they are actually family for myself. Then I played beach volleyball the whole summer here in Jönköping at Wetterstranden. And it was amazing because I met new people there. I had so much fun. I improved my beach volleyball skills. And I really like these spontaneous happenings that occurred. I got invited from France in Sweden to go to Gothenburg, to the Skärgården there. That was also really great to see this part of Sweden. But all of these things, yeah, weren't planned or wasn't planned by myself. And I think this is something that really changed in 2020 for myself, to just be open for these new things. And you can't control everything, you can't plan everything. But I learned for myself to just be spontaneous and try to take every possibility you get. And then you will have a lot of great experiences.
I can totally relate to that. Like, as a person that always had to have a plan for what's coming and just having to customize myself, my life according to what has been thrown at us through 2020, I had to adjust so much. So I literally feel like, I feel what you're talking about how you have to like adjust and all of that. But at the same time, there's a lot of beautiful things that can come out of that. So yeah.
Exactly. And I think even if everyone is saying 2020 was a really bad year, and I guess it was for the most of us, and I really hope there will be better years, and I'm sure there will be better years. But for myself, like I said, when I thought about my year 2020 and when I made some notes, I really saw some beautiful moments in it. And I think that's what I learned, to just look at the small single moments in life that are beautiful and happen. And of course the whole year wasn't great, but there were some great moments, and I'm really thankful for them.
For sure. On my part, 2020 was a roller coaster. Oh my god. As everyone else, my year started with great plans. For once, like, I had just started to get over like a real relationship. It was actually my first love. So for the first time in my life, I've been living alone, starting to put myself out there, meet new people and all of that. It lasted a great 1.5 months. Great 1.5 month of new people, fun, going out, doing everything. And then bam, Corona, lockdown, everything was digitized. So even our experience in university, like, we have such a limited time here, and like the majority of it up until now has been just like digital, so we haven't been able to experience. Like, I miss Akka. I really miss Akka. I really hated that place when it was open, but now I appreciate it so much. And more than that, like, it put me through some difficult challenges, some things that I can't really discuss, really important stuff, private stuff, but it's been difficult to cope with it, like really, really difficult, both emotional, mental, physical, like it drained me. And then summer came, and by the end of our second semester, I actually got presented with the opportunity to internship at the county here, at the region. It was an amazing opportunity to get, like, so early on in our studies. So I was like for once, I've been working since I was 15 years old every summer, like, just to have my buy whatever I want or save up or anything. But for once I was like, I want to take it easy this summer. And then I get this opportunity, and I was like, I can't say no to this. So I started the internship. Amazing team, worked on an amazing project, and then my internship turned actually to a contract over the summer, where I got to actually work there. Best experience of my life. I was so thrilled yesterday when I got the acceptance letter from them, that I had to make my second internship with them starting a couple of weeks from now. With that being said, summer was actually the opposite for me than yours. I actually didn't see on Wetterstranden. I was there a lot. As soon as the sun was out, I was there. But I actually met a lot of people. So the opportunity to build a relationship and actually date people was all over the place because I felt so many people were on these dating apps and Tinder and all of that. So I was overwhelmed. But unfortunately, I didn't find anything. It was all a waste of time.
Maybe I'm just bad at dating.
With that being said, that lasted a great summer, and then we started our second year. Motivated, everything. I'm going to crush everything. And then, like, 2020 was like, hey, I'm still here. Calm down, sit. I was like, okay, fine. I'm going to take it as it comes. And actually, I ended the year with a little bit of health problems in the family. It started by me going from doctor to doctor until they actually figured out and like helped me out after like 2 months. And then I was great, back on my legs, doing everything, living life. And then my mom got very ill and ended up in the hospital right before Christmas. Unfortunately, we didn't know what it was, and we still don't. We're still waiting on the results. She was in the hospital for like an entire week. Like, she was supposed to be there for the night, and then the night turned into two, then into three, and then into an entire week. And then I was like really worried because I'm the only child, and I've been brought up by a single mom, so my mom is my world. So to being put through that stress of not knowing what it is and your loved one being sick, like, it really took a toll on me. But fortunately, she came out right before Christmas, so I had the opportunity to celebrate with her and like have this opportunity to create this memory with her, whatever the outcome is, whether she's gonna be good later or not. Like, I really needed to be able to celebrate with her this Christmas, with the thought of that she was here in Jönköping visiting me, actually. So she came down here, she got sick, she spent her holiday in the hospital. So yeah, so now, yeah, we're gonna take it as it comes. So it was a big lesson to just be able to adapt to what life throws at you, because we can set plans as much as we want, but being vulnerable and knowing that we actually don't have the control that we think we have is actually a big, big step into self-realization, I think. So yeah.
That's so true. Thank you for sharing. And I think this was a really great first episode for showing what Let's Talk About is. Like we said in the introduction video, we can give answers what is right, what is wrong. There is no yes or no. We can't give an exactly answer on the question we had in the beginning. But all we can do is share our experiences, what happened in 2020 and all of the other topics as well. We can share our experiences. We're really excited to hear your experiences. And then we hope that we can learn through all of these experiences. And maybe some of you already could relate to Marina, so my story. And therefore, we are so excited to hear your stories, so that, yeah, we can maybe relate to your stories as well or learn something from it. That's why we really hope that we can meet you on Zoom, right, Sunday? Marina, do you want to tell where they can find the information?
You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, and also this episode will be uploaded on Spotify. Just read the description. Everything will be there. Our personal accounts will be there, so don't hesitate to write us something, just a thought, or you want to vent about something. Just know that you have two people here who are here for you, wants to listen. As I always say on this podcast, you are us, we are you, so we're all in this together. And I think, like, we came out stronger. We're still going through it. We're not there yet, we're not Superman, but we're getting there somehow. So it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to have moments of weaknesses. Let yourself feel whatever you're going through. Don't be too hard on yourself. With that being said, my loves, this was the second episode of Let's Talk About. Have a splendid week, day, month. See you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening. Bye.